This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. China's president calling on emerging markets and developing countries to seize the opportunities arising from the adjustment of the world economic structure. Xi Jinping making the comments while speaking at the Dialogue of Emerging Market and Developing Countries in the southeastern city of Xiamen, says the emerging markets and developing countries should enhance solidarity and cooperation to jointly seize the historical opportunity arising from the adjustment of world economic structure. Dialogue seeing the leaders of Egypt, Guinea, Mexico, Tajikistan, and Thailand joining the BRICS leaders in discussing global development cooperation and South-South cooperation. This year's BRICS summit beginning on Sunday, wrapping up later on this Tuesday with China holding the BRICS presidency this year. South Korea's Navy conducting a large-scale live fire drill in an apparent show of force following North Korea's latest nuclear test. According to local reports, the Navy's First Fleet Command carried out the exercise in the country's eastern waters, mobilizing a frigate, a patrol ship, guided missile battleships, and high-speed boats. Maritime drill comes just 2 days after the North said that it had successfully tested a hydrogen bomb that can be loaded onto an intercontinental ballistic missile. A Japan Airlines flight bound for New York returning safely to a Tokyo airport after the pilot reported a bird strike to an engine during takeoff. JAL says the Boeing 777, carrying 233 passengers and 15 crew members, requested an emergency landing minutes after taking off from Tokyo's Haneda International Airport on Tuesday. Video of the incident showing flames shooting out of the jet's left engine as the plane was taking off. Plane returning to the airport about an hour after takeoff. No injuries being reported. JAL now looking into the cause of the incident. China-Malaysia Port Alliance accepting 5 new members as both countries seek larger trade volumes. 5 port authorities, including 2 from China and 3 from Malaysia, added to the organization, bringing the total number of members up to 21. Liu Peng with China's Ministry of Transport says the alliance has become a platform for ports from both sides to share information and learn from one another. Malaysia's transport minister saying the Port Alliance's formation should pave the way for cooperation in various disciplines such as studies, training, and apprenticeship. China-Malaysia Port Alliance established in 2015 in a bid to facilitate connectivity through the Belt and Road Initiative. Kenya's electoral body setting October 17th for a repeat of the country's presidential elections, following a directive from the Supreme Court on Friday of last week which quashed the last election. Independent Electoral Boundaries Commission saying there should be no fresh nominations for the new election. Kenya's Supreme Court annulling the presidential elections on August the 8th, leaving Uhuru Kenyatta and main opposition leader Raila Odinga to once again battle it out. Delegates from African countries hoping to attract more Chinese investment at the ongoing China Northeast Asia Expo in Changchun. A variety of collaborative projects from countries such as Ethiopia, Kenya, and Zambia being presented at the expo. Projects covering various fields ranging from machinery and construction to grain and dairy processing. China becoming an important investor in Africa over the past decade with total investment of over $100 billion. Bilateral trade also witnessing increased growth over the same period by as much as 20% annually. To commemorate the first month anniversary of the birth of a baby panda at a zoo in central France, authorities there releasing a montage of footage showing him from the day of his birth onwards. Birth, the pink hairless male weighing just 142 grams, tiny compared to its 86 kilogram mother Juan Juan. She bore twins, but the firstborn was too weak to survive. Volkswagen and its joint venture partners in China, FAW and SAIC, being forced to recall over 1.8 million vehicles over potentially defective fuel pumps. The domestically produced Motogan, the new Passat models, certain imported models of the Motogan, and Volkswagen CCs being recalled in China. Chinese quality supervisors warning a module on the engine pumps could fail, leading to potential stalling. Recall set to get underway on December the 25th. An official with China's leading online travel agency, Ctrip, says the country's outbound tourism could maintain explosive growth in the next decade. Company CEO Sun Jie says about 15 million outbound tourists choose the agency annually, says that their trips have created up to 100 million jobs worldwide. Chinese travelers making over 120 million outbound trips in 2015, some 300% higher than they did in 2005. Chinese tourists also making 62 million overseas trips in the first half of this year. Last year, tourism stimulating the economy by generating over $7.6 trillion globally, supporting nearly 300 million jobs. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.